أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين. بالله أستعين. We seek refuge to Almighty Allah, the Lord of the universe, from the evil of the devil. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the loving, the merciful. Brothers and sisters, it is a great blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed upon us in order to sit down and discuss and talk the gleaming words, al-wahy al-ilahi, the great revelation, the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-Qur'an al-Kareem. Our discussions is Surah Yusuf, chapter of Yusuf, and we have reached ayah number 89 of this beautiful chapter. In summary, the previous ayahs was discussing the sadness of Jacob, the father of Yusuf, and his 11 sons for the missing or the departure of his three sons at least. And he cried so much that his eyes became almost white. In some hadith they say that he even became blind because of that cryness. When his sons came and complaining to him out of love to their father, saying, "Father, what it will happen is you may die out of the sadness. Take care of yourself. Get Yusuf, in other words, out of your mind. Try to live your life." His father came up with a different command, a different demand, and he said, "Well, why don't you go and search for your brothers, but search with great hope. Inshallah, Allah will return all of them to me." They went back to Egypt. They entered the kingdom of Yusuf, and they were very humble. They were very down. They were with great humility, saying, "Oh, your majesty, Ya Ayyuha al-Aziz, see what happened to us. We are in total agony. We don't have food. We are seeing tragedies. We have a father that is in extreme sadness and depression. And what we have is of no such a great value." And the hadith said that what they had was the Arabic gum, which is called al-kundur. It's called al-muql, al-kundur, it said. "So therefore, please, don't give us for what we're giving you is worth, but give us with a lot more. And one of these blessings that we would like to have is your forgiveness. Please give us that charity and forgiveness of yours." From here on, number 89, Yusuf started by saying, Yusuf, of course, now that he saw his brothers in that kind of a shape, now that he saw the humility, the down-to-earthness of his most beloved, his brothers, although for what they have done to him, but Yusuf was always passionate, was always loving, was always caring. Yusuf told them, looked at them, and told them. He said, "Didn't you know? قَالَ هَلْ عَلِمْتُمْ مَا فَعَلْتُمْ بِيُوسُفَ وَأَخِيهِ." Didn't you know what you have done to Yusuf and his brother? Of course, here Yusuf, according to what it said, Yusuf had when he has seen the humility, the down-to-earthness, the weakness, the poverty of his brothers, he became completely overcome with mercy, with sadness. He was not blaming them. He was saying it out of mercy. He said, "Did you know what you have done to Yusuf and his brother?" And you've done what you've done while you were ignorant. إِذْ أَنْتُمْ جَاهِلُونَ جَهْل. Now here, someone may pose a question by saying, what did Yusuf mean by saying إِذْ أَنْتُمْ جَاهِلُونَ? You were ignorant. What kind of ignorance was there? They were fully aware what they were doing to Yusuf. They were fully aware why they were doing it to Yusuf. They also were doing it knowing that once we got rid of Yusuf, the father's attention will be fully on us. We deserve it. We are more than him. We deserve a lot more. What is this? They fully knew. So how come Yusuf is saying, "Did you know what you've done to your brother Yusuf and his brother while you were ignorant?" What is this ignorance in the picture? Now, brothers, nobody would do a sin, God forbid. Nobody would do a bad thing while he had the full picture. There is a great portion of it, a great portion of ignorance. While a person is doing a God forbidding bad deed, a sin, a disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in other words, what he's seeing is a very small portion, which is this much, let's say. He's saying, okay, I see my benefit, which is this much. But he is losing the whole big, huge picture. And the picture is, what am I gaining? I think I am gaining this much, but I am losing God's command. I am losing God's attention. I am losing God's mercy. You see, what is happening is he is ignorant about the big picture, and he is concentrating on the small picture. So therefore, no matter what, no matter how, when a person does a disobedience that is a sin to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is ignorant. In all means, he is greatly ignorant. So therefore he said, "إِذْ أَنْتُمْ جَاهِلُونَ." He related them to the ignorance. Jahl means ignorance. Actually, jahl, if you go deeper down, it says ظُلْمَة. One of the darknesses is jahl. Why? Because you may see this much, but you are in total darkness about the big picture. So you're not seeing the big picture. The big picture, picture of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the whole world. What you're seeing is that much, which is your benefit, what you're seeing. So therefore, it is a great ignorance. إِذْ أَنْتُمْ جَاهِلُونَ. Here, suddenly, things popped up. Here, suddenly, the light came upon the picture. Here, suddenly, the focus became Yusuf, salamullahi alayhi. They looked and they said, "Qalu." They said, now the brothers looked and they said, "Qalu a innaka la anta Yusuf." Now here it could be a question. Are you Yusuf? Salamullahi alayhi. It could be a question, but it could also be a statement. Say, "Qalu a anta إِنَّكَ لَأَنْتَ يُوسُفْ. Surely you are Yusuf. سلام الله عليه. Now, Yusuf answered, saying, قال. He said, Yusuf said, he said, yes. I am أَنَا يُوسُفْ وَهَذَا أَخِي. This, yes, I am Yusuf, and this is my brother. my brother from my mother and father. You guys all are my brothers, but he is from my mother and father. What he did here, Yusuf, there's a humility to himself. All what he said, he didn't say, I am the king. Now look at the statement, it's really beautiful. He said, I am Yusuf. All what he said. Usually, a lot of people, when they even write them, I am president so-and-so, I'm the manager of so-and-so, I'm the supervisor of so-and-so, I'm the, you know, even maybe he goes into, I am father so-and-so, I am imam so-and-so, I'm rabbi so-and-so, you know. But here Yusuf is saying, I am just Yusuf. And in order to honor his brother, he said, and he is my brother. A brother. Wahada akhi. SubhanAllah. You know, great people, they don't need these big titles. They don't need the meanness. They are so great that their light is shining all over the place. They don't need to be arrogant. They don't need to show it off. They are showing it off. They are so big that he is being shown. So he's saying, I am Yusuf. What happened? قَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed his blessings upon us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us a lot of favor with health, with dignity, with pride. Sure. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ وَيَصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Surely. The beauty of it is, surely. Again, look at the humility of Yusuf. He is not saying, yes, look at me. I was in prison and now I am the king. I am the owner. I am everything. I am big. I am huge, like some people. They say, I am a millionaire. I am a zillionaire. No. Immediately, he puts the favor, puts it in Allah's hand. Truly, brothers, Allah is everything in our life. If we could concentrate only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, we reach the height of what we're made for. Prophet Muhammad, our great, great Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, he concentrated and he focused on Allah all of his life. He did not even take his focus out a blink, a portion of a blink of an eye. Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi, Khalifat Rasulullah, our Imam salamullahi alayhi, he did not take his focus away from Allah, a blink of an eye. Yusuf, at this moment, is the same thing. He said, قَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had favor. His favor was upon us. For, why? Because, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهُ. Whoever becomes pious, مُتَّقِي, وَيَصْبِرْ. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. If a person is pious, now, two characteristics. But these two characteristics are as wide as the whole Islam. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Surely, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants and saw that you are pious and you're patient, Allah will never let your reward, your compensation, go at waste. He always will give you. If you're kind, if you're nice, he will give it to you. Ya subhanAllah. Now, what is taqwa? إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ. Now, in a quick answer, as I said, taqwa is as wide as Islam. And patience is another great virtue that is a product of many virtues, such as greatness, helm, tolerance. At the end, it becomes patience. So, as in general, taqwa is the person who does everything that Allah commanded and deprives himself or forbids himself from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had forbidden, said no. In other words, whenever Allah said time to pray, you pray. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said time to fast, you fast. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said time to give, you give. And at the same time, whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a haram time to watch, we do not watch. This is a haram thing to eat, we do not eat. This is a haram to drink, and so forth. This is a haram to touch, you don't touch. So, this is called muttaqi. And then patience. Why patience? Because as you go, you gain knowledge about the issues. So, you become more tolerant, you become more grave. So once you're not ignorant, once you're not knowledgeable about the issue, means the degree of ignorance becomes less. And once you're more knowledgeable about the issue, you have a wider look. Once you have a wider look, you see a bigger picture. When you have a bigger picture, you will be more grave. When you will be more grave, you will be more tolerant, and so forth, until you become patient. You see things with a patient's eyes. So whoever is muttaqi, pious, and whoever is patience, taqwa, and sabr, and does good, whatever he does it muhsin, he does things in its perfect manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look at him and he will not let his deeds to go to waste. Beautiful. Beautiful lessons we are learning out of Surah Yusuf. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to learn more and more about the Holy Quran. His brothers, when they saw this, again, now they said, قالوا, they said, تَاللَّهُ, we swear by Allah. Again, we discussed what's the meaning of تَاللَّهُ, لَقَدْ آثَرَكَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had favored you upon us. Now we're seeing that. Yes, subhanAllah. It took us some places. It said from the time that they threw him at the whale until the time that they met each other, it was 30 years. You know, brothers and sisters, it is great to wake up before a great tragedy would wake you up. Amir al-Mu'mineen, our grand master after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Mutu qabla an tamutu." What does this statement mean? Die before you die. Isn't that surprising? Well, that doesn't mean that, astaghfirullah, go and throw yourself from the building or something. No. What it means is, when a person dies, there is an effect to that death. He said, reach that effect. فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمْ حَدِيدٌ. See things as if you're dead. See things with the real pictures. See things حَقَائِقَ الْأُمُورِ. That is when a person dies, he sees that. Because then when the spirit comes out, that when the soul and the self will be separated, then he says, oh my God, ya subhanAllah, why was I closing these eyes, and I was only looking with these physical eyes. So, therefore, we should get to that point before the tragedy comes and brings our nose down, grabs it to the ground, and then we say, oh yes, subhanAllah, now we see. So at this point, they open their eyes, and they said, قَالُوا تَاللَّهُ, we swear by Allah. Allah subhanAllah, لَقَدْ آثَرَكَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا وَإِنَّا كُنَّا لَخَاطِئِينَ. Immediately they realized that they had made a great mistake. They had made a big sin. What did they do? Now they've seen how great is their brother Yusuf. Now they have seen how great is their brother, their father, Yaqub, Jacob. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. Now, brothers, they have seen what did, in other words, what happened. Now they reached a degree of repentance. Now they reached a degree of purity. That is why immediately Yusuf, their brother, said, La تثريب عليكم. The hidden meaning of the first statement is, when he said, قالوا لقد آثرك الله علينا وإن كنا لخاطئين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had favored you. We were at a fault. You know what the hidden meaning? He's saying, Yusuf, forgive us. We repent. We ask forgiveness. So that's why Yusuf, immediately he said, لا تثريب عليكم اليوم. Now, speaking of repentance, brothers, you know, as Amir al-Mu'mineen, our master, after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi had mentioned, he said, a lot of people think that repentance, just moving one's tongue and saying, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. That is not the issue. The issue is not the movement of the tongue. The movement of the tongue is a sign of something else. What is the movement of the tongue is a symptom of, a sign of. See, brothers, we go to the Arabic again. In Arabic, we have something that's called jariha, and another one that's called janiha. You know, there is or jawarih and jawanih. What's janiha and what's it? Al jawarih, you know, the senses are jawarih. The feelings are janiha, what is inside. And what's inside shows it on what is outside, our hands. If somebody become upset, his hands, his features will show. So this issue, if somebody became sorry, that shows on the features of his face, and he says, I'm sorry, you know. But if somebody's heart is not sorry, that is nothing. That's just a movement of the tongue and it doesn't go anywhere. So therefore, if someone would like to, as they say, someone is doing wrong, someone is doing a disobedience, ma'asiyah, someone is, God forbid, doing a sin, and he wants to stop himself, turn around and come back toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he wants to repent. What is he supposed to be doing? Now it has it has six stages. I go quickly through them. Tawbah, which is called a tawbah in Arabic. The first one is that realization and that sorrow in the heart. An-nadam. Why did I do this? An-nadam fil qalb. That's sorrow. Second is confession. To confess, whether to a person or to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They've confessed here. The brothers, they confessed, said, وَإِن كُنَّا خَاطِئِينَ. We are, كُنَّا لَخَاطِئِينَ. We are at a fault, we are at a mistake. And in other words, brother, please forgive us. And Yusuf, in a hidden meaning again, he said, I forgive you. So, if anyone would like to be pure again, if anyone would like to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be forgiven, he's supposed to be doing the following things. Number one, he's supposed to be showing that sorrow, showing that remorse in his heart. Second, he's supposed to be confessing, I made a mistake. You can't go someone with height and mighty and dignity, you know, and greatness and say, hey, listen, forgive me, I made a mistake. No, it's supposed to be with a confession. Number three, if he had taken something, it's supposed to be given it back. You know, astaghfirullah rabbi, when somebody has stolen something from someone, and that something is in his pocket, and he's going and asking for forgiveness, well, the first thing that you got to do is give it back. Then you confess and ask for forgiveness. Number four, it's supposed to be really melt. You know, a lot of times, astaghfirullah, maybe we eat something haram. We eat. This eating of the haram, it will be built upon the body. But, you know, a person is supposed to be exercising, crying, fasting to melt that haram from the body. Number five, a person is supposed to taste the harshness of the worship as he tasted the good tasting of the sin. See, a lot of people, they think, well, that's it, I ask for forgiveness. No, sometimes you got to do a lot more, like maybe pray a little bit more, fast a little bit more, in order to taste and equalize the good taste of sin, God forbid. And then the sixth one, the last stage, is al-istighfar. Now, how to do the istighfar? And then you will be truly as pure as the little baby who got out of his mother's womb. You do it as such. Of course, after the five stages that we have discussed, you go to the shower, you make a ghusl, an ablution for istighfar, and then you make a wudu. After you make a wudu, you do two units of prayer, like morning prayer, salat al-istighfar, and then after the prayer, you talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you make istighfar, you cry, you promise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you will not go back. You read the dua, there are many duas of istighfar, dua al-imam sajjad salamullahi alayhi, and many others. Or you just surely sit down and say, Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilayhi, Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilayhi. Anyway, I just mentioned it. So you will gain something by, a lot of us, we have done a lot of sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the way for purity. This is the way to wash off these sins that we have done. Yes, brothers and sisters, the soul also needs soap, needs cleaning. This istighfar is the soap and the cleaning of the spirit from the sins, the dirtiness of the sins. These sins have a bad stink. It really bothers the angels when, God forbid, we do them, or even we think about them. God forbid. So, Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, he said, immediately, La tathriba alaykum al-yawm. That's it. I am not going to punish you. I'm not going to start saying things to you. Why did you do this? Why did you do that? You know, immediately. Yusuf's heart was clean. Yusuf's heart was pure. He said, if I forgive you, also, لا تثريب عليكم اليوم, يغفر الله لكم, even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you, وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Now, if I forgive you, and I feel like this for you, how do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, and He is أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, He is the most merciful of the mercy that is given to everybody. Mentioned the mercy. Brothers, it says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, of course, 100% of everything. Since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 100% of everything, He had sent 1% of His mercy. And He distributed between all of His creatures. Yes, subhanAllah. Do you ever see how mothers protect and defend their babies? Humans or animals? A lot of times, if you look, maybe even matter of fact, 99.99%, and if you really look, you see that the mother is willing to throw herself in the danger, sacrificing herself to save her son or daughter. Yes, subhanAllah. A lot of people, they have that kind of a passion, that kind of a mercy. This is 1% of the 99% that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made, distributed upon the people. The hadith said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will use the rest, the other 99%, in judgment day in order to forgive us. Ya subhanAllah. in order to be merciful. 99% of that mercy he put it for himself. So Judgment Day he used them. وَبِرَحْمَتِكَ الَّتِي سَلَامُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon you. Oh, Amir al-Mu'mineen. Every Thursday night we read Dua al-Kumayd. Dua al-Kumayd, everybody. Inshallah, brothers, it's a great dua. I advise everybody to read them every Thursday night. He said, وَبِرَحْمَتِكَ الَّتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Allah's mercy had reached everywhere. Yusuf is using this example. He's saying, لا تثريب عليكم. I'm not going to blame you even today. That's it. It is gone. And I'm sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also forgive you. This is between you and me. If I forgive you, I am sure Allah is more merciful than me. وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful than anyone or anything in this universe. Yes, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to always put us under that mercy. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us that knowledge, to be remorsed, to go toward Him. Lord, we're always ignorant. Lord, we're always at a fault and a sin. And Lord, we know that Your mercy is bigger than our mercy, than our sins. Therefore, please, Lord, forgive us. And once we're forgiven, O Lord, we know that You will help us. We seek assistance, al-isti'ana, from You in order to be closer to You. And Lord, let us understand Your words. Let us be closer to Ahlul Bayt, the ones that You have set an example for us, in order to learn how to get closer to You. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin. Allahumma.